as we go through this course of understanding and how to use various techniques of practicing the law of attraction, it's very important to realize that there are varying degrees of techniques and things that you can do. And it's not about the techniques, so to speak. It's about how you resonate with these techniques. Essentially, your belief in the techniques is what gives the techniques its power. Now, I want you to understand how significant that is, because really, it's about you. It's about what you put into something that actually creates its ability to work for you. So as we go through these various categories that I have created to help you understand the role and the activity level when it comes to these techniques, it's important to recognize where you fit in, right? Because some people are very passive by nature. And so we have our passive techniques. We have our semi-passive techniques and categories. But now we're going to get into more active-based techniques where it involves a little bit more, you know, input, a little bit more engagement, right? Some even movement in activities that will require you to actually do something, right? And to do it consistently and all the time, because for many people, they're more physical. And so by doing something physical, it helps to engage them. It helps to ignite that flame within them to really push forth the energy, that force to actually move the energy of manifestation, right? From without them toward the universe, so that way that things can materialize. And so we already discussed passive techniques, strategies, semi-passive strategies, but now we're going to get into active strategies, active techniques that I personally myself like, because I'm a very athletic, active person. I like to move. I like to use my body. I realize that when I do that, it actually helps me more to stimulate my spirit, stimulate my mind. And so I personally lean toward the more active base categories of techniques and methods. Okay. So one of the first, very basic, and you already know and familiar with this technique, is the practice of affirmations. Now, with affirmations, you have to actively think about what it is that you want. And I'm saying that very intentionally, what you want. And you have to be clear about what you want, and you have to be very particular and not generalized to say something like, I want to be rich, right? I want to be wealthy. First off, there are different ways to break that statement down to make it more accurate, to support you along your ability to write down a proper affirmation. One, you want to make sure it's in the present tense, right? So you want to say, I am, right? I currently am, or I'm doing, I am this, right? That already puts it in the present tense. So that way you already are aligning your vibration, your mind, your thoughts, your feelings to it being a reality right now. But then you want to get more specific in terms of what it is that you want. So no broad things like, I want to be healthy, or I want to be rich, or I want to travel, okay? Because if you get in your car and you're driving, you're traveling. So you want to be very precise about what it is you are creating for yourself. You want to be rich? What does that look like? What does that mean exactly? Imagine it. Play with the idea, okay? I want to make, right? Right? Or I am making this amount per year, right? And you want to have whatever amount that resonates with you. I am creating, attracting, I am generating, my business is currently making, and then you want to have an exact number, right? I purchase certain amount of real estate, which attracts and creates or generates this amount of income. So you want to be precise and you want to be clear with a number and maybe with a way, okay? Me personally, I like to be clear about how it is that I'm creating it. Now, the details of the how can be something a little bit different, right? So, you know, you may not get into every little nitty gritty detail, but you want to be able to identify the category, right? The strategy, generally, what you're going to do. Is it going to be a business? Is it going to be real estate? Is it going to be working a job? Is it going to be a career? Is it going to be working multiple jobs, right? What is it and how are you going to do it? Now, that may change over time, but that's not really important. We're talking about the affirmations, right? So you're going to write this affirmation. You're going to be specific. Okay, I am 125 pounds, right? I am physically fit, toned, and I have a high endurance, right? I am able to run a marathon, right? I am making a certain amount of money every year, every month, right? I attract amazing and inspiring individuals in my life. So you want to have that, and you want to make that statement and say it to yourself as often as possible. The best times to say it is in the morning, immediately when you wake up, and then the evening when you're about to go to sleep. But any time during the day is also fine. But those two times are the most impactful because you are going in and out of your subconscious mind by ways of sleeping, okay? The next way I want to share with you also entails writing, and that is journaling. And with journaling, it's a interesting practice where writing things down is identified with the first or one of the first ways of actually materializing something, right? When you speak something, you are materializing it because you are sending out that vibration into the universe. But when you write it down, you are actually beginning the process of it becoming real. You can actually see it and you can actually feel the words when you write things down on paper. But by writing it down, you are constantly engaging all parts of your body, your physical body, your emotional, right? Your visual, right? And then even when you're writing things down, you can also say it out loud to constantly create a space where all of your senses are engaged with the process of materialization. So journaling is very important. You can journal the things that you're grateful for, right? Practicing gratitude is very important. And then you can journal the things that you see for yourself, but writing them down in the present moment, just like with the affirmation. So you're going to journal not the things that you want or desire, but you're going to write them down as if they already exist. You're going to create a world, a reality, a universe. Just like you are the creator of this universe, you're going to create that universe on paper where you are absolutely living all of the things that you desire as if they actually are happening currently. Another technique, which is passive, but more semi-passive, which is the act of meditation. Now, meditation is traditionally known to be a practice where you sit still and you are just simply being still and observing your mind. You are allowing your thoughts to just exist. You are being still and you are just being, and you are just allowing the thoughts to come in and out of your mind, and you are just witnessing, right? You're not judging, you're not analyzing, you are just allowing them to come in and out just like clouds in the sky. This is allowing you to connect with who you truly are, connect with consciousness, because consciousness is the observer, is the one that witnesses the thoughts that are coming in and out of your mind, the emotions that are coming in and out that you are experiencing. So when you recognize that, hey, these thoughts that I'm having, they are not me. They are simply just a process of the subconscious, a process of experiences that I've had, right? But they are not truly who you are. And when you recognize that, it helps you to realize that if they are not who I am, then I can change those thoughts. So meditation is very important, but it takes a moment. It takes commitment in terms of when you do it, where you do it, and the frequency. You have to be consistent with it, right? Doing it once a month will not probably do anything for you. But if you do it daily, you know, maybe even twice a day, when you wake up, when you go to, before you go to sleep, make it a process. And it doesn't have to be a long session. It could be a few minutes, 5 minutes to 10 minutes. But it is a practice that is very important to help you to just remain still, to remain calm. And finally, an interesting and very beautiful way right? To begin this practice of law of attraction is the expression of art. There is a part of you that is an artist. You have some ability to create something, to make some kind of artwork, whether it can be simply writing stories. It can be drawing, right? It can be pottery. It can be whatever it is. But when you are in this process, when you are engaging in the act of expressing yourself through art, you are also engaging in your ability to create. And so it is aligning with your nature to create things, right? And that also creates a vibration where you can align with not simply just creating things like, you know, arts and crafts or music, but also creating your desires, creating the things that you want, creating your goals, creating your passions, creating the lifestyle that you know you are meant for, destined to live. And so when you are in this process of engaging your creative juices or creative power, it supports you along the process of understanding that when you are in this mindset, this is how you create essentially the things that you want and attract the things that you desire in your life. And so the process of really actively practicing these techniques is one that is very simple, but it takes consistency. And that's why these techniques fall into the active category. And though they aren't hard in itself, it still takes effort, right? It still takes the commitment and the discipline. But once you acknowledge the benefits and you see how it helps and supports you along this journey, then it doesn't become something that is work or it takes effort, right? It just becomes a part of who you are and it becomes a part of your life and your way of essentially living up to your nature as a creator of your universe. And so make sure you practice these things consistently. Affirmations, journaling, meditation, art. These are just a few things that you can do. If you use your imagination and understand the nature of these categories, you can eventually make up your own technique that fits in these very various categories that matches your consciousness. So that way it feels more natural to you to practice these things with the intention of engaging and being in your own basically domain or environment for creation. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also access and download this book, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.